It's Wednesday of the second week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. The Roman station today is Santa Cecilia, St. Cecilia. This is an ancient church in this area of Rome called Trastevere. I have a personal connection to this basilica. When I first moved to Rome, I lived nearby in a residence run by the rector of this basilica, who would take me along each morning to serve Mass within the cloister for the Benedictine nuns. The Emperor Alexander Severus was not happy at the spread of Christianity. He attacked well-known converts in the city, including Cecilia's future husband Valerian and his brothers. At this time, Pope Urban I was martyred. Cecilia was well known, and so they tried to kill her with more stealth. They locked her in a steam bath for a few days, tried suffocation, and eventually they severed her head from her neck, partially at least. She forgave her killers and died. At first her body was put in the catacombs of St. Callistus, but then it was transferred here, to her church, built in the ruin of baths where she was martyred. A basilica was built here by Paschal I in the 8th century. You will remember Paschal from the mosaics in the station church Santa Maria in Domnica last Sunday. The mosaics here show Christ on a blue background surrounded by saints, including Paschal with his blue nimbus, indicating that when the mosaic was made, he was still alive. The glory of the basilica is, I think, the baldachin, which dates to 1283. It was made by Arnolfo di Cambio. Just before the Jubilee of 1600, Cecilia's tomb was rediscovered and solemnly reopened. There they found her preserved body wearing bloody robes. A sculpture was made to portray the moment, which you can see beneath the church's main altar. Cecilia lies on her side, her partially severed neck displayed, her head twisted backward, away from the viewer. There were many additions to the church in the Middle Ages, and then it was entirely baroqued in the Baroque period in the 1700s. In the convent, there is a fresco by Pietro Cavallini from 1293 of the Last Judgment. It's magnificent. This convent is held by Benedictine sisters who traditionally take care of the lambs which are blessed on St. Agnes Day and which provide wool for the pallia given by the Pope to archbishops on the feast of St. Peter and Paul. From the Priest's Prayer Book, a Handbook to the Breviary by Christopher J. Wilmot. The fact that we were created by God, that we owe all that we have and are to Him, and that at every instant of our lives we are supported by His power, without which we would fall back into the absolute nothingness from which all creatures originally came, proves our complete indebtedness to and entire dependence upon Him. It follows, in the very nature of things, by a natural law that our reason imposes upon us, apart from any explicit command of God, that this indebtedness and dependence should be acknowledged by us, by worship of God, by praise of Him, whose greatness is proclaimed in all creation, and by thanksgiving. Now, worship, praise, and thanksgiving are the chief essentials of religion, and religion is therefore a necessary consequence of creation, binding upon all rational creatures. Hence it is that we find that these great prayers of the Church, the Psalms, that take up such a large place in our liturgy, are continually proclaiming the sovereignty of God, are without ceasing singing His praises and thanking Him again and again for the manifold blessings we receive from Him. From which it becomes clear that in all our prayers, before we come to ourselves, the first thoughts must be of God. In other words, what we must very definitely recognize and bring home to ourselves is that we were created not first for ourselves, but for God, for the manifestation of His glory. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.